Hello everyone, welcome to the fourth episode of The Longhorn Legacy.
We have a new face on the podcast with us.
Hi, my name's Sarah.
We're just going to kind of introduce ourselves and talk during this podcast. So there's no interviews, it's just all four of us chitty chatting.
Okay, I have a question for you, Joy. Why is your favorite color the best favorite color?
My favorite color is orange, the bright orange. It's like the hibiscus color, you know?
That's not orange.
What color is it then?
It's pink orange. You could say pink orange. When I think of normal orange, I think of somebody going, yee-haw, and having a cowboy hat and going hunting for ducks.
So my name is Brody Rosengrantz. I've been going to Springfield my whole life. And Rain has not. I'm the only one here.
Yeah, I came here in preschool.
No.
Oh, I missed preschool. Sorry. I was in the big city of Denver.
She's not a true part of the Longhorn fam.
I am, though.
No, not to me.
Okay, JoJo, when did you come to Springfield?
I came to Springfield in seventh grade. Before then, I was in Denver. And before then, I was homeless because I had no family.
A family? Okay, guys, if you don't have a family, you're homeless.
All right, Sarah, tell us more about yourself.
I just came to Springfield on Tuesday. I went before coming to Springfield, I lived in Minnesota. I didn't go to school out there. Before there, I was living in California. My last school was Camp Ohio Continuation.
Sarah, what is your favorite food and why? Rain, you can go while she's thinking.
My favorite food is sushi, just because it's good. Also, I have three favorite foods.
Okay, Sarah, what is your favorite food?
No, she's cutting me off. So, sushi is one. Steak and baked potatoes is another one. That's Joy just stupid. Looked at me like I was crazy.
These are all generic.
And my other favorite one is cilantro lime rice.
Now it is your turn, Sarah.
My favorite food, I would have to say, is pizza or hamburgers.
JoJo,
you're up.
My favorite food is a breakfast burrito.
She called me generic.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay,
thank you for asking my favorite food. I like brisket and peaches and what else was I gonna say?
She loves carbonated beverages.
I hate carbonation. I like chicken Alfredo and shrimp Alfredo. And shrimp tacos.
Okay, so you've all learned today that we have a very generic food taste. It's pretty generic.
Breakfast
Less
burritos?
Less generic than yours?
Breakfast burritos are so generic.
Steak and potatoes?
Sushi?
Okay, but it's good. So there's a reason a lot of people like it.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday.
Okay, everyone. I have a question for you. What is your favorite fruit and why?
My favorite fruit is peaches because I love summertime fresh peaches. They're just so delicious.
One time I ate an entire 20-pound box of peaches by myself in a week.
You don't want to know what happened after that.
Fun fact. Okay, JoJo.
My favorite fruit is a watermelon because they're big. You can eat a lot of it. They're also pretty convenient to eat because you just hold it and bite into it.
Fun fact, I'm allergic to watermelon.
So she says.
I had an allergic reaction to a watermelon at a picnic.
Fun fact, give Rain mangoes.
Fun fact, I will die. Okay, Sarah, your turn.
My favorite fruit is strawberries.
Why?
I don't know. I've just always liked them since I was a kid.
Okay. Do they bring back memories?
Yes, they do.
Do you like chocolate covered strawberries?
Yes, I do.
More than normal strawberries?
No.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. It's my turn to tell what my favorite fruit is.
You've been talking the whole time.
My favorite fruit is either raspberries or Granny Smith apples. Fun fact, I used to eat a Granny Smith apple every single day.
Keeps the after doctor lunch. Away.
And I just really like raspberries because they're tart and they're good. Thank you. JoJo, it's your turn to ask a question.
Yep. Or Sarah.
Or Sarah.
Brody, what is your birthday?
And why? What's your birthday and why?
What time were you born?
I was born at 3:28 p.m. That's not a lie. That's actually the exact time I was born. And on January 1st, 2007, a day after 2006, I'm not done. And whenever I tell someone my birthday, they never forget it. And I am known as the Blizzard Baby. Fun fact. So next time January 1st rolls around, you can think of the Blizzard Baby and think of me. Thank you. That is why.
Okay, that was a really lame answer.
Rain, when is your birthday?
My birthday is on Veterans Day, which is all right. It's November 11th, which is pretty cool because it's 11-11.
Also, my birthday is on New Year's Day. Yours is on Veterans Day.
Okay, but mine's cooler because a lot of people give you your Christmas present with your birthday present.
Why is that cool? Then you get no Christmas presents.
I do get Christmas presents. That means I get extra presents.
I get extra presents too because my birthday, they just give my birthday presents with my Christmas presents.
But if you don't know anyone with a birthday like that, you just get them less like and what? Put it all on a big thing.
Like what?
Like my aunt.
What if you ever said anything about your aunt? You just brought it up.
Well, I'm just saying it because I know from experience that she gets less presents.
Because when is your birthday, Sarah?
Because her birthday's December 23rd.
Joy, when is your birthday?
My birthday is April 1st, 2007. I was born at 1:13 in the morning.
Gas!
That's right after 1:12.
Really?
Did you know your birthday's on April Fool's Day?
No, I didn't.
Fools, you got Joy.
Just kidding. Sorry. I know you probably get that joke a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it.
So all of us have holiday birthdays?
Besides Sarah, what is your birthday?
Sarah,
please tell me.
Sarah, when's your birthday?
All right. So my birthday is November 21st.
Dang it. That's
I was born at 3:14 in the afternoon.
That's the pie number.
Rain. When were you born?
I don't remember.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Okay, continue, Sarah. Sorry.
I just know my mom but, had a 23-hour
fun fact, I am a firestorm baby. The same day I was born, November 21st, 2003, which is when California had a really bad wildfire. And it was in my area.
We're opposites.
Yep.
My mom and me got induced because...
We don't need to know that.
Because her doctor had a basketball game he had to go to, so he induced all of his patients on November 10th, 2006.
It was a good time.
Okay, what's everyone's favorite subject in school, Rain?
No. She said Rain.
Yeah, same answer. Okay.
Too loud. Oh, my God.
My favorite subject in school is math. And then it's science, but they're really close. And why? I just like it because it's cool.
My favorite subject in school is English. However, I do also like science.
Thank you. JoJo's turn.
No, you have to say why.
Oh, yeah. English because I just really love to learn about English and I like to... do vocab tests.
Vocab tests are kind of fun.
And science because I've been obsessed with anything science since I could talk. So.
JoJo!
Joji. Big sis.
Big sis. It's Big sis' turn. Even though she's the youngest here.
It's her.
Big sis.
It's she's turn.
Big sis, go!
I think my favorite subject is also English. Because I like how there's always only one straight answer to it. And for essays, there's like a whole range you could do, and you can make persuasive, you can do
narratives.
Joy, I just want to point out how you said that there's only one answer to everything, but one of the main rules in English is I before E, except after C and some other times. So,
but that is spelling, not quite English.
There is no straight answer to anything in English, and it sucks.
Sometimes.
My favorite subject in school would have to be math, because I am just actually really good at it. And my second favorite subject would be English, although I am struggling a little bit.
Okay, so this podcast is full of weirdos who enjoy English.
Rain, would you like to...
I like reading and writing, but I can't spell.
Rain, it's your turn to ask a question.
One time...
We're not here
for the personal stories.
One time I spelled restaurant wrong. I spelled restaurant. Thank you.
Yes, I do remember that. All right, Rain's turn.
One time I got out of the first round of a spelling bee.
Oh, yeah, there are two spelling bee winners in this classroom. Unless Sarah has won. No, she's not. Have you been in the spelling bee?
So, as I have heard, you also work as a barista. Care to tell me more about that?
Yes, I am a barista.
More batteries.
Oh, fun fact, me and Rain do have an amazing British accent.
Ready, set, go.
Alar.
So, we are going to do the rest of this podcast in a British accent.
May we hear your British accent? Oh dear, Joy's crying again.
Jar Jar. Jar Jar. Wait, this is like kind of nice. It's not like great.
All right, Sarah, let's hear it. Let's hear your accent. Come
you
on.
Have to do it.
We won't make fun of you.
Succumb to the peer pressure.
Or if you'd like, Joy can go first.
Yeah, Joy? Jar Jar.
Go ahead.
Jar Jar.
Go ahead.
Jar Jar.
One of you.
What do I have to say?
Adler.
Joy, you are my new favorite person in the entire world. So I just want you guys to know.
No, Sarah didn't go. You were talking in your accent.
No.
No.
It's all okay, Sarah.
We need to restart.
Your turn, Sarah.
Hello.
So, I have a question for all of you.
What?
My turn? You asked to hear the British accents. That is a question. No. Okay, fine.
Joy, do you have a question?
I got a question.
Okay. What's your question?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Hurry, would you like to answer first?
Me?
No, her.
Her?
Who would you like to answer?
Who would you like to answer the question?
Who?
W-H. W-H-R.
How about Sarah?
I want to be a lawyer when I grow up.
I want to be a princess when I grow up.
What's her name?
Sorry. Be a princess when I grow up.
Which princess, or would you like to be your own?
I want to be a magical unicorn princess with all of the powers in the entire universe.
What would your name be?
I don't have a name yet.
I'm just.
Yeah, that's what people call me when they don't know me. But the people that do know me. So.
That's not a funny joke, mate.
Yeah, but I'm a princess, so it's fine. She tried to take the mic from me.
You're talking about unicorn princesses.
Well, I'm going to be a magical unicorn princess, and I'm going to have all the magical powers in the world. And then I'm going to have a husband who's just a generic prince. But actually, for a real answer, when I grow up, I want to be a hematologist and study blood cancer.
But on the side, she will be a magical unicorn princess. Am I next or are you?
You can be next.
I haven't decided exactly what I want to be when I grow up. However, I do think that I would like to go into the medical field.
or photography.
I just want you guys to know JoJo the Bowler has been crying for approximately 25 minutes now.
T-minus 25 minutes.
T-minus 25 minutes until liftoff. That was liftoff.
JoJo, what would you like to be in Europe? I like your watch band.
It's orange.
It's pink.
It's coral.
It's pink.
Is that the color orange? Yeah.
It's orange.
It's pink.
That's not
it's orange. Coral is pink.
Coral is orange pink, mate.
Yeah, but is it more pink or more orange?
More orange.
It's more pink.
I think it's bar. It's like.
Okay, but.
Anyway, don't take enjoy spotlight. It's almost time to go. It's
go ahead, Joey.
It's almost time to go.
You're talking too much again. You do this every time. Please don't. That's okay.
Okay, JoJo, your turn.
When I grow up, I think I want to become an orthodontist.
You want to cause children pain?
Well, mostly because they work with braces, so you don't have to do like cavities or.
Wow!
Cleanings.
Or you still have to clean.
I know, but.
It's like they do.
It's like a puzzle. Like, a stick puzzle. Things.
Oh,
I don't have braces.
Don't say she thinks it's a puzzle.
Give me the microphone.
So, hot take, guys.
Too loud.
Hot take, guys. Joy wants to be a child torturer when she grows up.
Have you ever had braces?
No, I have not. I was supposed to get braces.
Lucky year. Rain.
And I have braces. I am Brody Rosencrantz, by the way.
Okay, it's my turn to ask a question, right?
No, it's Sarah's.
But I didn't ask my question.
But Sarah didn't go.
Okay, fine, Sarah, go.
So does everyone have a job? And if you do, what's your job?
We've talked about Joy's, but you can go.
My name is Joy. I work as a barista for Back of Brew, which my parents own. My brother also works there, as I mentioned previously. My sister works there on the weekends. And my mom works there. And a couple other people work there.
Doesn't your dad?
He helps out, but he doesn't really work there.
All right. Okay.
You know? We are open 6:30 to 2.
They do have good coffee. Brody wouldn't know. She doesn't like coffee. My favorite thing to order is an iced lavender latte with oat milk. Over the summers, I work for my grandpa, and he is a farmer around here. And so usually I drive tractor or I drive him around while he sleeps in the passenger seat. Also, I used to work as a babysitter, but the kids I babysat got too old.
I am actually quite the opposite of Rain. I used to drive tractor for my grandpa in the summers. Now I am just a babysitter, and I love kids.
A lot of the kids around here, Sarah, I'm sure you didn't know this. A lot of the kids around here work at the swimming pool in the summer. Like, that's a pretty normal job for kids in the summer to have. But I don't, because I can't swim very well. I can swim, but not well.
Yay!
Sarah, what is your summer, or what is your job?
My job is I work at Love's Travel Center. I'm on the night shift there. I work Mondays and Tuesdays right now. I used to work 3 to 4 days a week, but my hours recently got cut.
Oh, it's my turn to ask a question. What's everyone's favorite song? Ringle Zero.
Thank you, Jillian. I like a lot of different songs.
I'm changing my questions. What's everyone's favorite band?
I don't have a favorite band, but I'll answer the song one. I like Rainbow by Kacey Musgraves.
Okay, so who's your favorite artist if you don't have a favorite band? But that's the question for everyone else, but Brody's lame and doesn't listen to bands.
Moving on, Joy!
I think my favorite band is Coldplay, because they're old, but they're also not that old.
Are you discriminating against old people?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Sarah, what's your favorite band?
My favorite band would be Nickelback, and not a lot of people like them, but I do. So.
That's a good band. My favorite band is Lovejoy. Or, I don't know, I like a lot of bands. I like older bands, usually. everyone, what's a fun fact about yourself? It wasn't my turn to ask a question, but I'm asking it anyways because it's a good one.
A fun fact about me is that I wish that I was a twin sometimes.
Okay, Joy, you're up.
Fun fact, this recording has been going for 35 minutes.
Fun fact about me is that in the middle of my hand, it's only a straight line.
That is kind of cool, and it's kind of weird.
I have not met anyone else who has that. With just
it
straight
looks
lines.
Like someone who tried to build her hands doesn't know what a hand looks like and just kind of put a line through the middle of it.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, what's a fun fact about you?
You have cool pink hair. That's a good fun fact.
Actually, my hair's red. Fun fact about me, I've been dyeing my hair different colors since I was 16.
What's your favorite color you've ever dyed your hair?
My favorite color I've ever dyed my hair was either purple or when I split dyed it black and teal.
Oh, that's cool. Fun fact about me, I've been a dancer for 9 years, and I've been a competitive dancer for 5, I think. And 2 years ago, I got to go to New York for my competitive dancing. It's a good time.
So it's been a good time talking with all of you today. And this has been the Longhorn Legacy Episode 4.
Yes!
Yay!
That was some great mediocre cheering.
Yay!